The Battle of Ohio begins with the Indians and Reds Monday from Cincinnati. Scott Feldman was very good in this one. In the bottom of the first inning, he gets some support. Adam Duvall is in the box. He's got a man on second, Billy Hamilton, with two down, facing Josh Tomlin.
Hamilton darting off second. The pitch swung on, line drive, base hit to left. Brantley will charge. Hamilton will try to score, and Brantley thought about it, then instead throws to second. 1-0 Cincinnati. The pitch swung on, lifted in the air to center field. Going back is Hamilton toward left center. Dives and makes the catch. Boy, he took a circuitous route to that ball. It was slicing away from him. He went straight back. Then he had to angle toward left center. Made a nice running, diving catch. The wind-end pitch from Tomlin, and he hammers it to right. You can forget this, baby. Way out of here to right. Scott Schebler now has hit 13 home runs. Carlos Santana has struck out looking twice. Switch hitter batting left-handed. He's in right field tonight. The pitch. Santana double play ball headed to second. Peraza to second. One easily turned by Cozart. Lindor to third, but now two down. Infield, the overshift to the left. The outfield slightly toward left. Medium deep. Strike three called right down the middle. The pitch swung on, grounded up the middle. That's a base hit center field. That'll score two. And the Reds blow it open. Scoring are Barnhart and Alcantara. And Zach Cozart with a two-out, two-run single back up the middle. And the Red Lakes have blown it open and now lead the Indians 5-1.
The Indians are shut down in Cincinnati to start the Battle of Ohio on Monday, losing a 5-1 decision to the Reds. The Indians went 0-9 with runners in scoring position. Here's Cleveland manager Terry Francona.
Fastball down, cut and sink, both. And off of that, breaking ball that, you know, a lot, that, you know, because the fastball's down, kind of the same window, got a lot of chase with it. But he lived at the bottom of the zone, and, you know, we didn't do a lot. We had a couple pretty good chances, and we didn't cash in. But I just thought, you know, off of the fastball, there was some deception, and he's, like I said, there's good movement on his fastball.
Can you talk about Tomlin and what he was able to
do? I thought he was really good. I mean, start out, gave up a single run in, you know, both first two innings, and then made some adjustments and just kept it right there. You know, his pitch count was so low, and we didn't get to him that inning, so we left him in. And you know, part of the reason when it was first and third we'd keep him in is because he fields his position and he can't run on him. Kid laid down a great bunt and the ball goes in the outfield, then things get tough after that.
Santana's back, but he heard when he went into the wall there.
He didn't hit his head. He pretty violent, you know, on his back, but he's okay. I mean, and he stayed in, he made a nice play. He doesn't want to come out of games.
What's that moment like? I mean, it's a risk putting him out there, but
and it looked, you know, violent. So I was just glad when they said it wasn't his head or his knee. I mean, by the time I got out there, you could tell he was okay. He was just trying to catch his breath.
What do you think of the double play he helped start?
That was a great play. I mean, I think he's more athletic than people give him credit for. He does fine out there.
What was your view on the Edwin foul ball? I mean, could you tell right away? I mean, it looked like you were waiting to kind of find out.
I lost it because it was that time of night.
Yeah.
So I just asked Sarby, and he wasn't really sure. And Edwin actually told me it was foul. But we called upstairs, and they couldn't see it.
Tough inning for you guys here. You get.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had first and second and Carlos up. You know, we get a first pitch double play. We got a pretty good chance there.
The series continues on Tuesday for the Indians with Carlos Carrasco taking the mound against Cincinnati's Amir Garrett.